Hello and welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Riley Cool. And for today's episode, we are going to be talking about the 2018 Met Gala outfit. We are going to be grading people. I'm going to be giving my honest opinion about some of these dresses and some of these clothes that people had on that I was like, okay, you tried. There were a lot of people that tried and failed, and a lot of people that really did an amazing job that I knew they would, but there are some people I was expecting to do amazing job and then they disappointed me and I was very hurt by it. So with that being said, let's start off with Selena Gomez. I like Selena Gomez. I do like her music, most part of it. But this night, she stayed with the theme, which was the Catholic and heavenly bodies. Her dress stayed with the theme, but I just think that on her, the dress didn't work. On her, the dress made her look older, and she was just too tan that night. I don't know what was happening with her tan, but she just looked too tan. Her dress made her look old. I would have preferred her in a youthful dress that made her look youthful because she's a very young girl. She's still in her 20s. So when I saw that outfit, I was like, this is an outfit that I expect someone in their 30s and mid-30s to wear, but why are you coming out here with this? No, I'm not here for it. But for her efforts, I'm going to give her a C because she stayed with a theme. So Selena gets a C. Let's move on to Donald Glover or Childish Gambino, whichever you want to go with. Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, whatever. He seems to be on a roll. He seems to be on a roll this past couple of months. But I have to say he was not on a roll this night. The men normally disappoint me when it comes to fashion events and stuff like that. So I never pay attention to the guys. But his outfit was just so basic and just purple, white. I was like, what are you wearing with some type of Illuminati or whatever shape sign on the back of it? And I was like, just because you plaster on some symbol doesn't mean that you stayed with the theme. And it was just an epic fail, and I give him an F for that. Let's just move on from him. No, let's just move on. Next, we have Miss Cardi B. I love me some Cardi B. I just love her craziness and all her pregnancy. I have to say, Cardi B, for her first Met Gala, completely did an amazing job. Whoever dressed her did an amazing job. They stayed on theme. Her makeup, her hair, her face, everything was just beautiful. She just looked lovely. The big crown thing she had going on in her head. I mean, she from head to toe, she looked flawless and she looked graceful as a pregnant woman. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. And I loved what she was wearing. An A from me. She gets a complete A from me. I love Cardi B. Let's move on to T'Challa / Black Panther / Chadwick Boseman. To me, he looked like Black Jesus. Chadwick Boseman, to me, was probably the best dressed guy of the night. He stayed completely on theme. And I was looking at the other guys and I was like, people, you should have paid attention to what Chadwick Boseman was doing because that's what you needed to do. I saw him walk down the red carpet and I was like, oh, thank you. Someone gets it. Someone knows that you don't have to always wear a simple suit. You can do something else to the suit. Everything he had on was beautiful, from the white to the gold and the pants, the embroideries, the design. He just looked handsome, and I give him a complete A. That's what I expect from Black Panther, and he delivered for me. So Black Panther gets an A from me. Next, let's move on to Sarah Jessica Parker. She stayed on theme. I'll give her that. She stayed on theme, but her outfit looked okay. And it wasn't theme, and I'm a big thing for the theme, so we're going to go with the theme, but I don't know what Sarah had on top of her head. I know people were wearing a lot of, like, hats and stuff like that, but it looked like she had a whole house sitting on top of her head, and that thing had to be heavy. It just looked like a lot going on top of her head. She had that little big old gold house thing sitting on her head, and then she had a flower on the side of her head. I'm like, stick with one thing for your head, honey. But it's just, no. And her makeup wasn't all that there. It was just not great from the head. It wasn't great, but the dress was actually nice on her. So for her effort, I would give her a B, because even though the crazy thing happening with her head, it was still all in theme and it was age appropriate for her. And she just looked beautiful. I would say she looked quite beautiful. I'll give her a B for her effort. So let's move on from Sarah Jessica Parker and go on to Miss Rihanna. Riri, good girl gone bad. Now, I was like, where's Rihanna? I need Rihanna to redeem this because so many people are coming out here with basic outfits and there are very few people that are hitting it. And I saw Rihanna walk up and I was like, thank you. Thank you. Rihanna never ceases to amaze me when it comes to the Met Gala. She looked gorgeous. She looked amazing. Her outfit, everything. Like, this girl went in so much that she flew, I forgot who she flew in, but she flew in someone to come and bleach her eyebrows so it would look perfect with the outfit that she was wearing. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, she looked gorgeous and looked amazing and had one of the best dresses that night. So for that, I give Rihanna an A. I mean, Rihanna can really never go bad when it comes to fashion. She's always out. She's always killing it in the fashion game. So thank you, Riri. And that Pope hat that she had on, I'm expecting the Pope to start wearing his hat, that type of hat, and stop wearing the basic one that he wears. I need him to talk to Rihanna's stylist so they can give him one of those hats, because the hats he has on now, Rihanna has challenged him, and I need him to step it up because Rihanna killed it. Thank you, Rihanna. Now let's move to Scarlett Johansson. Now, there's a lot of controversy going on with Scarlett's dress because she's wearing Harvey Weinstein's, I call him the pig, wearing the pig's wife's dress. I mean, the dress is an F for me. It's a complete F. I don't think it was on theme. The dress to me wasn't that beautiful. And Scarlett Johansson is a very pretty woman, but the dress was just not beautiful. It's an F for me. Let's move on from that. Just leave that. Oh, let's go to next, Kim Kardashian West. I have never been any Kardashian fan or Jenner fan, whatever you want to call them, those people. I've never been fans of them. But Kim Kardashian's dress, it's a lot of mixed emotions, because first of all, it wasn't really on theme, so no for that. Just because you slap on like two crosses don't mean you're on theme. But with that put aside, the dress was beautiful. Her makeup, she looked amazing. Her body is incredible. The curves that she has is incredible. I mean, she looked amazing. Whoever plastic surgeon is did an amazing job. It's all of this, really did an amazing job. I think that dress is a dress that should have been worn somewhere like at the Grammys or Oscars. It would make more sense there because there's really not a theme for they just come dressed nicely. I think that would have been perfect for that night, but not for the Met Gala. The Met Gala, you come out there, you show out. And Kim Kardashian has been one of those ladies that shows out at the Met Gala, and that was what I was expecting from her. But this Met Gala, she went plain, simple, and it's an F. Even though the dress is beautiful, it's not on theme for me, so it's an F for me. If this was at the Grammy, she would have gotten an A. But this is at the Met Gala, where Rihanna came and slayed, Cardi B slayed, Chadwick Boseman slayed. She should have come and slayed. So she gets an F from me and nothing else. Moving on, let's go to one of the Jenna girls, I want to say Kendall, whatever you want to call her name. Yeah, Kendall, she had on that white thing. F, let's move on. It was just an F. It failed for me. Let's go on to Anne Hathaway. Now, this dress mixed emotions. I don't know what she had on top of her head, all those spikes she had on top of her head. But the dress looked like she took curtain sheets, different pieces of curtain sheets with the same color, and just tied them around her body and just walked out the house. That outfit she had on was atrocious and so ugly. I was like, what are you doing, Anne Hathaway? Where did you think you were going? You are not staying at home where you just throw on your robe and call it a night. This is the Met Gala. You step up the plate. Come on, honey. This was an absolute fail for me, and it was a complete F, and I was just annoyed when I saw her walk down that carpet. I was just annoyed with what she had on. It just aggravated me, like, literally aggravated me, and I was like, goodbye, honey. Sit down somewhere with what she had on. Now, let's go to the new mother, Kylie Jenner. I don't know what was up with the Kardashians and the Jenners this year. I know there's a lot happening. I mean, new baby. Kanye West is going on a rampage. I don't know what is up with him, but they all just did. None of them stayed with the theme. None of them stayed with the theme. And on top of that, the outfits wearing... wow, except Kim Kardashian's was the only ones that was wow, but still not on theme, and she gets an F. And it's so surprising that these people are known for fashion, and the biggest fashion night in Hollywood, they failed. They completely failed. And I was absolutely like, wow. This is what happens when you have a lot of money and you just don't care anymore. That's it. It's an F for me, so goodbye. Let's go to the Clooneys. George Clooney and his beautiful wife. Very beautiful woman, but again, the guys all the time, about 95% of them come out there with just plain suits and move on. So I'm not even going to talk about what George Clooney was wearing, because he was wearing a suit. That's all you needed to know, and it's black. You can imagine what he was wearing. But his wife... the outfit, it was a lot going on with the outfits. I thought we had done with those pants and the long train on the back of the pants. I thought we'd left those in like 2013, but apparently we did not, because it's still being worn in 2018 at the Met Gala. Both of them, I saw them come out of their car, and both of them, I was like, oh, so this is what the Clooneys are giving us this year? This is what they are giving us this year? This is what they thought was acceptable? And it was absolutely not acceptable. It's an F from me, complete fail. And they need to rethink that next year and, like, step up the game, because it was an absolute F from me. Goodbye. Goodbye. Sit down somewhere. Next, I want to talk about Hailey Baldwin and Shawn Mendes. Beautiful couple. Beautiful. I don't even know if they're actually dating. Someone let me know if they're actually dating. But they look beautiful. I would say that they look beautiful. First, let's talk about Hailey. Hailey kind of was on theme. It was like a 50% on theme there. I loved her hair and the flower crown on her head. She looked beautiful with that flower crown on her head. And honestly, she looked... when they were walking out there and the air was blowing and her dress lifted, I was like, wow, she looks like an angel. But still, the theme is not really there just because she looked like it. I needed the outfit to look like it. But with that being said, I would give her a C, because put everything together, she looked beautiful, kind of on theme, really not 100% on theme. She gave me a 50% of it. But with everything put together, she looked amazing. So a C. Shawn Mendes gets an F from me, and it really pains me to say it, because I love Shawn Mendes. He is so hot. He is so cute. Like, good God. Like, who doesn't love Shawn Mendes? Like, absolutely, who doesn't love him? He is just a fine specimen. That voice, that smile. But again, the guys with just wearing anything and just coming, I was like, Shawn, come on, dude. You are one of the young ones. You should have something creative with your outfit. But it was just a plain maroon suit. And I was very disappointed at his first Met Gala. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It is his first Met Gala. So maybe next year he steps it up and does something better than what he did here. Because what he did here was an absolute F. So Haley gets a C, Shawn gets an F, and let's move on to Jared Leto, White Jesus. That's what I dubbed him. Chadwick was Black Jesus, and Jared Leto was White Jesus. I absolutely loved what Jared Leto had on. I have had a crush on Jared Leto since 2014, and he looked amazing. Him and Chadwick Boseman, I couldn't pick who was number one, but I eventually went with Chadwick because Black Panther, T'Challa, I just had to give it to him. But he walked that red carpet and I was like, thank you, another person gets it. Another person, no, you don't just throw on a plain suit and just walk the red carpet. You do something with it, from the crown to the things on his suit, that little tiger stuff on his suit, the big old thing he was wearing over it. I mean, everything just went and it stayed perfectly on theme. Absolutely on theme. He looked like Jesus Christ himself, ready to like ascend to heaven again and sit next to the Father. He looked beautiful. He gets an A from me. I loved what he had on. Absolutely. The Migos. All three of them get a complete F. They tried. You know, this is part of the people that tried and completely failed. They tried but failed because it was too much going on with their suit. I understand that the theme, and there's a lot of colors when it comes to most of the Catholic Church. There's like 15 different colors you find in there, but it was too much going on, especially when you put all three of them together. It's like Teletubbies stood on top of them and just threw up all over them. It was like too much going on with what they had on. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? They get an F, complete F, because they overtried. And the fact they overtried and they failed at overtrying, like, come on now. They failed at it. It was an F for me. So goodbye with that. Next, we have Troye Sivan. I love Troye Sivan. I absolutely love Troye Sivan and his new music that is out, My, The Good Side, and Bloom. Oh, he was blooming up there. I mean, he looked like, what's his name? Ben J. Pierce said he looked like a devil twink. And I was like, perfect description for what Troye Sivan had on. He had on the red suit and the red mesh top in, and I was like, oh my God, all the gay people out there, we are like, thank you. We are like, yes, yes, yes. I was so excited when I saw him walk the red carpet. I was like, kill it, honey. I'm like, you better do that, Troye Sivan. His makeup, his hair, his outfit, his shoe, the spikes on it. He just looked amazing. Troye Sivan gets an A. He's one of the other guys that did an amazing job with his outfit. So, Troye, you get an A. He's also one of the guys that took a suit and flipped it upside down instead of just wearing a regular suit and moving on. So, thank you for that, Troye. Let's go next. Darren Criss. I love Darren Criss. I've loved him since Glee, and he did stay on theme. I would give him a B for staying on theme, but with that put aside, I didn't like the way his suit fit, the top, his jacket, how it fit in general. It looked too big and too baggy on him. That's why I'm going to give him a B. But for theme, he hit the theme spot on, but his suit was too big on him. I would have preferred his suit to like fit his body, slim fit on his body. It just looked too baggy on him. And we all know Darren Criss has an amazing body, but it was just like hiding all of that under there. The suit was too long, it was too big, and it was just too bulky. That's the word, too bulky. I would have wanted it to be a little bit more fit on his body, but he hit the theme, so I'll give him a B for that. Next, let's go to Nicki Minaj. A lot of people love Nicki's look, but I wasn't a big fan of Nicki's look. Not really a big fan of the look in general. I'm giving it a C. I don't know, because I love Nicki. No, I love Nicki's music. I love her fashion. Some of her fashions are like incredible, but this Met Gala, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't really enjoy the outfit. She came out and I didn't get a wow factor. I just looked at it. I was like, oh, that's a nice outfit, but it didn't give me that wow factor. So I give Nicki a C, because it was on theme. You know, she came as like the devil with the red and black and the necklace and the headpiece. And it was all beautiful. It's just not a wow factor dress for me. So C, Nicki. I give you a C. Next, we have Miss Ariana Grande. No tears left to cry. And truly, I had a lot of tears to cry, because Ariana looked beautiful and looked stunning, and it made me cry. She stayed on theme. And the thing that got me even the most was the bow on top of her head went all the way down around the bottom of her dress and made the train. I don't know who thought of that, but that was genius thinking. That was just genius thinking. She hit the theme. She looked amazing. I love her with the blonde hair. I loved her blonde hair. She looks amazing. I give her an A for this outfit. She just looked gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I can't wait for the album. Now, next, let's talk about Miss Blake Lively. I'm not the biggest Blake Lively fan. I don't know much about her, but I think she was the first person I saw on the red carpet. I think she was the first. And I was like, oh my God, she looks beautiful. She was one of the best dressed ladies out there. She had the theme, the train, the outfit, the color, the makeup, the hair piece. She just looked gorgeous and beautiful. The outfit just looked incredible on her, and she just looked beautiful, and she made me a fan of her that night. I became a complete fan of her. So Blake gets an A from me for that outfit, because she looked amazing, looked incredible. She did an amazing job, and whoever styled her did an amazing, amazing job with styling her and making her look incredible. And I loved what she had on. I really, really did. Next, let's go to Miss Miley Cyrus. Miley, I love Miley Cyrus. I've loved Miley Cyrus since Hannah Montana. Honestly, I have loved her since then. And then she went to that crazy phase with Bangers, and then she came back with Younger Now. Love that album. I love the whole thing that she is going on. And like, I don't say this often, but I love the way her voice sounds. It's like deep and a little bit raspy. I love it. Completely love it. But I don't know what she was going for with that outfit. Just like Selena's outfit, it made her look old instead of youthful. I wanted her to look youthful, and she looked older, and I didn't like it. She gets an F for me, because first of all, it wasn't on theme for me in general. It might be on theme for some of you guys, but it was not on theme for me. So, Miley gets an F. I'm sorry, Miley, but I love you. I love you. Next, let's talk about SZA. She looked like a princess out there. SZA looked like a princess. Low-key, SZA has been like putting out some great outfits. Honestly, I look back at some of her outfits she's pulled at red carpets, and she looks beautiful. I'd never really paid much attention. She hit the theme. She did a beautiful theme, and she was one of the very few people to wear pink in general this night. She looked amazing. Her hair, headpiece looked gorgeous. Her hair, her makeup, her outfit, everything looked beautiful. And those boots, that she had on just gorgeous. She looked beautiful. I give her an A for that. She looked incredible with that. Let's move on to Janelle Monae. I love Janelle Monae and her new album, Dirty Computer. It's beautiful. I don't know how this woman does it with just black and white each time, but she brings something new with those colors. I didn't expect her to come out really in any other different color than black and white, but I love the headpiece that she had around her head, the chain piece, and then the hat, the like goldish hat thing she had on. She looked beautiful. She looked gorgeous. Like, she's a naturally beautiful woman. And I loved what she had going on. And I loved the dress. I loved the train. Everything about that dress was beautiful. I give her an A for that. Thank you. Next, let's go to Lana Del Rey. I am not the biggest Lana Del Rey fan, and I know people are going to come out for me. I don't really care much. I've not really cared much for her, but this night, Lana got me looking at her in a different light. She stayed with the theme perfectly. I loved the headpiece. It was over the top, but it was different from Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker had like a gold house sitting on top of her head that made no sense. But when you look at Lana's entire outfit, where the headpiece works perfectly with both birds and it looked like a halo sign on top of it. The necklace she had on with the knives, the outfit, she just looked beautiful. She was standing next to Jared Leto and she looked like Mary, mother of Jesus. It looked like Jesus and his mother. And I was like, thank you so much. Someone came prepared. Thank you. I give her an A. Let's move on to Kerry Washington. Kerry Washington, just like Kim Kardashian, I said, her outfit was an outfit that would have worked at the Grammys or the Oscars, not the Met Gala. She also had on a gold piece. I loved her hair and her makeup and that piece she had in her head. I can't really see much of it, but she didn't. The outfit, I would give her just like Kim Kardashian. I think I'm going to give her, I don't even know what to give her because she looks beautiful. It's just the outfit. She didn't stay on theme, so it's an F. That's it. She didn't stay on theme, even though she looked beautiful. It's an F. Let's move along from that. Mindy Kaling. I have very few to say about Mindy Kaling's outfit. I love her new show that she's done, Champions. I love that show. But Mindy Kaling, her whole dress was just plain. It looked like it had been sitting in starch because it looked heavy on her and looked stiff. And that's not how an outfit should be. You should be comfortable in that outfit. You should look comfortable. It looked like she was not comfortable. It looked like it was heavy. It was too stiff. And the gloves she was wearing, I'm like, the gloves don't work. You got all, it was just a mismatch. The only thing that worked on this, on her, was her headpiece. That was the only thing to me that was actually on theme. But the entire dress was not on theme. So it's a complete F for me. I was very disappointed in Mindy Kaling because I love Mindy Kaling. I think she's very smart with what she does. Love, love, love her. But no, honey, she should have done better with that. Now let's go to Donatella Versace. If you have the name Versace and there's a thing like the Met Gala, when you show up, you should be one of the best dresses that night. And Donatella failed me. Oh my God. I was like, what on earth do you think you have on? To me, it was not on theme. A lot of my friends were like, she was on theme. She was on theme. And to me, I was like, honey was not on anything. She was completely on no theme. She just, with that gold and blue, and it just looked tacky to me. It just looked like she tried and failed at what she was doing. And I was just like, Versace, come on. I was just very, very, very disappointed in what she had on. But you know what? That's what we get from her. And I'm like, she tried that night. She really, really tried her best, but she gets an F from me. Next time I expect to see much better than what she gave me. I really do expect to see next time. Next year I'm going to be watching with vigilant eyes just for her to see what she gives me next time. Now let's move on to Madonna. With a theme like this, you think it would work perfectly for Madonna. You think a theme like this is best for Madonna because this is what Madonna has pretty much made a whole career off. I mean, like a virgin, like a prayer. Like, this is what Madonna has made her whole career on. And I was like, what the heck is wrong with Madonna? Like, when I saw this theme, I was like, oh, if Madonna shows up, I know she's probably going to be the best dressed that night because this is Madonna. This is what Madonna's career started off on, the Catholic heavenly theme. You know, she comes out with those outfits and stuff like that. And it was just sad when I saw it. Like, the headpiece, the all black, and it looked like she was going for, like, this, like, naughty nun, but failed at it. And the headpiece, it was just F for me. I was like, Madonna, come on. I was expecting so much more from Madonna, and I didn't get it, and I was very heartbroken by that. Very, very heartbroken. So F for me. Next, let's move on to Zendaya. I love Zendaya. She's like one of my woman crushes out there. I love her. She came in the Joan of Arc outfit. That looked beautiful. And most of all was on pitch perfect theme. It was on pitch theme. I mean, she was on things so effortlessly. It looked amazing. And she looked gorgeous. And I was just like, thank you. I love her. She's like fashion queen to me. She really is like a fashion queen to me. I loved what she did with her hair. I loved everything about her dress. And she looked amazing. So for that, she gets an A from me. I loved what she had on. She looked incredible. So she gets an A. Next, I want to talk about Liza Koshy. I love Liza Koshy. I've been watching Liza Koshy for like 2 years now. I love Liza and her whole friend group, the vlog squad, as they call it. I love that entire friend group. But I don't know who dressed Liza. Whoever dressed Liza, need a talking to. They need to talk to whoever dressed her because they failed at dressing her for the Met Gala. It looked like Liza was going for the Teen Choice Awards or Kids Choice Awards. I saw her on the red carpet first and I was like, I kind of get what she was going for. I hope that's what she was going for as a dirty nun with the white and black, but it was just a fail. You know, it was one of those try and fail moments to me. And I was I didn't really expect her to come out there like Rihanna would come out there or come out there like Cardi B did. But again, it was an F for me. Hopefully next year, if she's invited, she gives us better than what she gave us. But her interviews were incredibly funny because she's just a naturally funny person. But her outfit, no honey, was an absolute fail to me. So I give her an F. Next, I want to move on to Jennifer Lopez. And to me, Jennifer Lopez is just like Kerry Washington and Kim Kardashian West. It's an F for me because the theme wasn't really there. Just because you plaster on a cross doesn't mean you stayed on the damn theme. No, completely. This again is a dress that would have worked perfectly at the Grammys or the Oscars, you know. And it's sad that Jennifer Lopez, just like Madonna, didn't give me what I was looking for, because she's Jennifer Lopez. She's a fashion icon. Like, she comes out there looking fly all the time. So I was just I was like, okay, J-Lo, I don't know what you were thinking, but apparently you weren't really thinking much. So it's an F for me, completely F. I was not amused. I was not interested in what she had going on. So it's an F for me, completely. Next, let's go to Katy Perry. I love me some Katy Perry. I love me some Fireworks. I love me some Roar. I was listening to a couple of her albums earlier last week. But honey, Katy Perry probably was the celebrity that tried the most to me. With that big old wing thing for an angel perspective. And I get that it is on theme with what she had on. But to me, she overtried. And it made everything look stupid and clunky. I mean, what's up with the wing? If you take the wings off people, you take that wing, big old wing thing off, she completely falls out of theme. So to me, she is like Jennifer Lopez and Kim Kardashian slapping on some cross. She slapped on a like 15-foot wing that she had on, which had to be like, I'm sure she couldn't even sit down in that thing, so she had to take it off. So to me, it was like, what's the purpose of wearing that damn thing if you can't even really utilize it? Because there are some pictures where she couldn't have it on, and I'm like, what's the purpose of it? I'm sure it had to be heavy. It looks like she was trying too much and just failed at that try. And I was very like, what the hell is up with you, Katy Perry? You should, I don't know who styled her, but they did a terrible job at styling her. They did a completely, completely horrible job at styling her. And she disappointed me. So Katy Perry gets an F from me for that dress. And that's that with her dress. Completely, that's that. So that's some of my critiques and thoughts on the 2018 Met Gala. Really wasn't the best Met Gala out there. Really probably one of the worst that has been done in quite a long time. It's very few people that really came out there and stayed on theme. And then there are other people that came out there and just failed. I was very disappointed Beyonce and Lady Gaga were not there, because I know they would have killed it. Lady Gaga has done this thing before in her music videos where she slayed it. Beyonce did it last year at the Grammys, so I guess that's why she didn't show up. She's like, I've already done this theme, why should I do it a second time? She did it last year at the Grammys in all gold, pregnant, performed and killed and slayed in it. So I was hoping for her and Gaga to save the rest of the night, because Rihanna could do so much. Cardi B could do so much, and Ariana Grande could do so much with their outfit, but they just couldn't save the entire night. And they strongly, strongly and truly needed Beyonce and Lady Gaga. But I'm hoping next year we might get both ladies at the Met Gala. But that is it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you come back next week. Goodbye.